This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Your reward, by the way, for sticking with us through these many weeks of coverage of the GOP's tax plans is a little bit more coverage of the GOP's tax plans. There is plenty of news out there, yes, but this one is ours, and we are going to run with it. The House and Senate are set to go to conference committee to hash out the differences in their respective bills, so we are going to spend some time this week explaining what those differences are. Individual taxes today, corporate taxes tomorrow, but we are going to start with the four-letter word in this thing, debt. $1 trillion of fresh debt is what the Senate bill is going to add over the next decade. That's according to the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation, Congress's own. And it's after taking into account the small boost to economic growth the tax cuts might add. Yes, $1 trillion is a lot to get your mind around. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what exactly that debt might mean for the economy and why it is so hard to get people to care about it.
Before the tax bill, the U.S. was already on track to add another $10 trillion to the national debt over the next decade.
And I've heard some people make the argument of, well, who cares? We're already borrowing $10 trillion. What's another $1 trillion?
That's Maya McGinnis, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
I can promise you that is a very dangerous line of thinking.
McGinnis says the national debt is like a huge weight around the neck of the economy. Michael Peterson is president of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which advocates for lower deficits. He says paying the interest on that debt crowds out other spending on education, infrastructure, research and development, and gives the government less flexibility in the future.
So if we have another financial crisis, like we did in 2008, we might not have the ability to respond so aggressively next time if our debt levels are so high.
So why aren't people more worried about this? John Tamney is director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. He says there's no sign that creditors won't keep financing our debt.
Let's be clear that investors around the world line up to buy up U.S. treasuries.
In a recent Gallup poll, only 2% of Americans said the national debt was their top concern. McGinnis says it's a little like getting people to act on climate change.
When the answer is you have to do something that's hard today to avoid much worse things happening tomorrow,
people tend to focus on today more than the future. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.